The Dorothy Quincy Homestead here in Quincy is preparing for another busy season, opening up soon, actually June 4th. They're open Thursdays through Saturdays from 11 to 3:30. And if Paula Pierce is here in the studio, you know there's a lot to talk about.
Thank you.
See you, Paula.
Thank you for having me back again.
We're happy to do it.
It's with everything.
It's really, I say it every year, I think, it's a hidden treasure. It's a hidden gem, the Dorothy Quincy House.
Not too many people know it's there.
Yeah.
And it's like, and you talk to Quincy residents that come by, mm-hmm. and they says, that are probably in their 60s have never been to the Dorothy Quincy Homestead.
It's only been there since the 1600s.
Right. I mean, I went to Central Junior High School, and it was right next door.
Right.
So it's like,
yeah.
And I never, knew it was there.
Well, right. Why do you think that is?
I have no idea.
Yeah.
I think once the Dames used to have it open twice a month during the summer.
Colonial Dames, right?
Colonial Dames, yeah. of Massachusetts. And then I think maybe it's the cost of the docent, to hire docents and everything. And I've taken the homestead from 2 days a week, two days a month,
yeah.
to be open 4 days each week during
Which
is the summer.
Huge.
It's huge.
Huge, yeah.
And the other thing I actually did was bring special events
yes.
to the homestead.
Yes.
And thanks to the City of Quincy Art Council, we have a very, very busy summer.
Yes,
with
you
events.
Do. Yes, you
and
do.
I'm so happy with everything.
Yeah.
So.
For folks who don't know, it's the address is 34 Butler Road, right?
Correct. Walking distance from the MBTA.
Right.
We're right there, not too far from Woodward School and not too far from the Quincy Historical Society,
right?
But really in walking distance to the Adamses, which Dorothy Quincy, the homestead, did host the Adamses for maybe some eel dinners that came out of Black's Creek.
Yes, we talked about this before.
Yeah. I mean, one of the things I show is the eel rake, which is, quite the quite the effect of
yes,
everything.
Yes, but a great landmark, you already mentioned the old Central Middle School.
Yes.
It's condos now, but the building is
there. Oh, we're right next to Butler Pond.
Yeah, another good landmark.
Come see the turtles.
Yeah, exactly. The turtles are back, that's right.
Yeah.
As you mentioned, a full season of activities, 9 different programs that you have, right?
Yes.
The homestead opens, as I said, June 4th, runs Thursday, Fridays, and Saturdays, 11 to 3:30. So what's going on, Paula?
Well, first of all, I'd like to thank the City of Quincy residents, the mayor, the city councilors, and the Community Preservation Committee for the $325,000 grant that we were granted this this summer to paint the homestead.
Yes.
That is a huge, huge, huge grant, and we greatly appreciate it.
Okay.
For that. I mean, we wanted the homestead to be there for the next 250 years
Need
for the generations to appreciate it.
I'm guessing it's going to stay yellow?
It's going to stay yellow. Okay. I mean, we can't change much.
Right.
It's even to get a door on the visitor center,
yeah.
I have to go to the hierarchies of the state because it's changing something. There was never a door there before, even though I'm going to match the door in the old kitchen.
Yeah.
To match it, you need all to go through all these loops to have things covered.
Sure.
It's
DCR property, right?
It's DCR property. We have 4 windows that need to be replaced because they were different, different pieces of wood on the top that aren't there now that should be there.
Okay.
And we went back on pictures to say, yeah, it was there. It needs to be replaced.
Okay, so everything just takes twice as long to do,
it just
sounds
takes
like, on a historic property.
On a historic property. Yeah. We also got a grant to last year to do the shed with new roof, de-lead the building, and make it room for the chariot to come back with another grant I got to put wheels on it.
The John Hancock chariot. Yes.
So that's been exciting. That's probably going to be happening August, and we might be getting the chariot back.
Okay.
We have to get the roof done and some other things going on
sure.
at the homestead.
Okay.
But we do have two former guides coming back, John Thomas and Max, who have been there for previous years.
Excellent.
Along with, thanks to the City of Quincy, they provide us with student docents, probably four that rotate through the 4 days.
Nice.
At the homestead. And I thank Bob Damon for that program.
Super, great.
Program. So we really busy this summer.
You have a full lineup, yeah.
Full lineup with everything. The cost of the tour is $10 for an adult, and there's a discount for veterans, vets, and for children.
Very good. Okay. And it all starts Saturday, June 6th, right?
Yes, yes.
Okay, let's
yes.
let's run down the events, Paul. Let's tell folks what's going on. Yeah.
June 6th is, I just want to thank the Quincy Art Council for the $4,000 to do these programs. The first program is the Colonial Printer. This is probably his third year. I've had him back. He's a great hit. He'll show you how the printing presses were used during Paul Revere time.
Neat.
He will also have some of his wares that he sells of the prints going back to Paul Revere. Very interesting. He'll be there all day.
Okay.
We then have June 20th is the Teddy Bear Picnic. this event is put on by the Dorothy Quincy Hancock chapter of DAR.
Okay.
This chapter's only been back in existence for the past 2 years. Quincy didn't have a DAR for 50 years.
Hmm.
So we brought it back, and we're growing bit by bit. And they are hosting this particular event. Great games for the kids, teddy bears on the ground, learn how planting a garden, all sorts of different things will be there at the homestead that day.
June 20th.
June 20th. June 27th, we have a garden tour. Now, Rebecca Dinsmore has been gardening at the homestead for 25 years.
Incredible.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Incredible year. She's going to be there talking about the herbs, maybe some herb medicine we can get her to do. That's still in the planning. It should be a wonderful event. In fact, the Dorothy Quincy chapter just planted a new tree on the homestead.
Oh.
Dogwood tree.
Dogwood tree?
Pink dogwood tree. To replace the tree that came down many years ago.
Oh, very good.
So they're very active in the homestead.
Nice.
July 4th, we're going to be closed because I think people, going to historic places might not be their topic.
Yeah,
maybe the
beach
will be. It's
on a Saturday this year, so yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
The beach will be. July 11th is Plymouth Plantation.
So this is brand new, right?
This is brand new this year. The people of the Dawnlands. Showing American Indian crafts. And I wanted to do this program because of the presence in the past of when Squanto met Miles Standish out in Squantum.
At the Musawatusset Hummock, actually.
Oh, okay.
You can see it right at the corner of Quincy Shore Drive.
Yeah, right there.
Street,
well, so this program is only from 11 to 12. But it should be a great event.
Okay.
For people to come and listen to.
So you don't have to go to Plymouth. You can just come.
You just
right
can come to
the
come
homestead.
To the homestead for this program.
Okay. And we should mention all these programs we're talking about are on the Discover Quincy website. Right?
Discover Quincy website. And you see everything that's going on with the homestead.
Great. So there's basically something every Saturday.
I might have one Saturday that I don't. I think the last open day I don't have anything booked, but that could change.
It could change. That's
that
right.
That could change. So then on July 25th is the Bailey's Company Living History Program. This is the second year of having them back.
Okay.
They will be demonstrating cooking, maybe a fashion show they'll be there, embroidery, spinning, and they'll have the Bailey's Regiment, okay?
Colonel Bailey's 2nd Massachusetts Regiment with drills, music, and living history demonstrations, including musket firing
at the homestead.
Yes.
Last year was phenomenal. I mean, to have something like this go on in Quincy. I mean, we see it in the parades, but now you actually could talk to the reenactors.
Yes.
And phenomenal. So
this is great for America 250. You know, it's a great event to have for that as well.
The 250 event.
And we had it last year for Quincy 400.
Yes, so. And we're having them back. I think, you know, as long as I'm be involved in the homestead, I'll have Bailey's back.
Oh, all right. There you go.
They're just phenomenal people to work with.
Fantastic. And that's July 25th.
July 25th.
Okay, excellent.
August 1st is our blacksmith is coming back. He will be making, making things, you know, bending things with and having like an open flame doing it.
So a forge.
Everything. Okay. He's excellent. Along with his wife is coming, and she's a colonial embroidery and she will be demonstrating.
Wow. Because that's Dean and Laurie Rantz.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
August 1st. And these are all these events we're talking about outside, weather permitting, right?
Weather permitting, okay. And as long as they're free to come visit, as long as you don't go in the house for a tour.
Right, yeah.
Okay. And we are handicapped accessible on the first floor. August 8th, the chocolate maker is back.
You said this is your favorite.
This is probably as much as he is as Bailey's company is the chocolate maker.
Okay.
He's phenomenal. How he makes his chocolate, he does a demonstration on that, and he sells his chocolate.
Of course.
It's like you come early because he sells out. So he's phenomenal.
Robert Lecce is his name, from Pewter Pot Fine Spice Chocolates.
Yes.
And you get to see your chocolate made right before your eyes.
Yes.
Neat.
Well, they're all wrapped up in little things, little paper with a seal on it.
Sure.
They're really, in colonial times, how they would wrap up a chocolate bar.
I see. Okay.
August 15th, we have a lace maker. Still working on the details of that.
Okay.
August 22nd is the colonial spinner. And Zoe's coming back again. Lassen is coming back again. She's been at Paul Revere demonstrating her spinning wheels. She sets up her little tent out in the grass. And, you know, great conversationists about the art of spinning.
And they really, these reenactors really play the role, right?
I mean, they play the role.
They're dressed in
period costume.
They speak in period language, like, you know, kind of old English.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And really immerse yourself.
In there.
Yes.
We also have, we'll be part of Heritage Day, which is a big city event.
Huge last year, yeah.
It was huge. All the homes are open free of charge.
On the same day.
On the same day. They have buses going around.
Trolleys and buses you had to take
going around, which is great. And then the Boy Scout Jamboree, which is 1,000 Boy Scouts in the city of Quincy over Columbus weekend.
Wow.
We're going to be planning a September event when we have the homestead painted and the shed done, and the chariot will be back. John Hancock's chariot will be back with wheels. And it's a big celebration to thank the city of Quincy for all their efforts that they have in supporting the city, the Quincy homestead.
Where has the chariot been, Paula?
It's been down in Attleboro
for
the past year and a half.
Being
so
restored.
It's a big thing. The wheels come over from France.
Oh.
So it's very precise on how to building it.
Okay.
We're just kind of figuring out. We're hoping, I was told it was going to fit.
Okay.
So it's like we're just holding our hands and fingers and hoping that she will go back where she belongs.
Okay.
We're working with DCR on the shape of the doors for the shed. And that's the thing that has to go up the hierarchy because of the historic places.
Okay. So there is an existing shed there now?
There is an existing.
Okay.
Half of it is has Rebecca's tools in it, and the other half, it was where the Hancock chariot was.
Oh, all right.
And the chariot actually was restored maybe 30, 40 years ago by the city of Quincy.
I see.
Before it came back to the homestead.
Okay.
So
now it's now it'll be mobile.
Now it will be mobile. I don't know about the Flag Day Parade.
I read my mind.
Maybe we can get somebody, wheel it down Hancock Street. I don't know if the dames would be willing to let their precious, but maybe on a flatbed. I don't know.
We'll see.
We can see.
It'd be nice to see it out in public for sure.
No.
Yeah.
But the dames take care of the help with the grounds. They pay for the heat. They pay for the air conditioner. We do have, with the new visiting center, we do have air conditioning, and we do have portable air conditions in some of the rooms where I have a plug to plug it in.
Sure.
If I don't have a plug, I can't plug it in.
Sure.
So in the window unit. So it's doable.
Yes. How many? What's the acreage there, Paula?
About 2.5 acres.
Okay. All right. My part of the reason people don't know it's there is kind of set back, you know, from the road. So if you're not
It's set back, and it's trying to keep the trees so that it doesn't block it.
Right.
The area.
Yeah.
And it's like probably people drive by it every day, and
say,
what is that? You know, they never see it open, but you know, hopefully this summer we're going to be open. And
well, 4 days a week is a far cry from 2 days a month, you know, so you've really expanded that.
Yes, yes. It's really, last year we were open a little more, but we decided to get more closer to the national parks.
Yes.
Schedule.
Yeah. For folks who might not be aware, just give us a very brief overview of the house itself. It's Dorothy Quincy's house. She was the wife of the first governor of Massachusetts.
Edmund I came over. He built a house.
Mm-hmm.
House is no longer there, but we know where it was.
Right.
We actually did it. I think Edmund I and II were there, and then the third and the fourth, don't hold me to this, built a big house. Where it stands right now. Edmund IV lost the house. His rich brother down in Wollaston, what I call him, the rich Quincy's.
Yes.
they were doing pioneering and actually got a lot of gold and jewelry, and that's how they made their wealth.
Yeah.
So we call the Josiah Quincy house the Rich Quincy's.
Gotcha.
Go down and see the Rich Quincy's.
Gotcha.
They get the real stuff.
It's an interesting story, and if you know, folks take the tours with the docents or even the student tour guides, they'll learn the history of the Quincy family.
The Quincy family,
yeah.
and all the history that behind it.
Exactly. Yeah. So it's well worth the effort.
Yeah.
Sure.
Last summer we were fortunate, and the Butler family donated 3 portraits of the Butlers. Now the Butler family was responsible for Butler Road.
Mm-hmm.
And Butler Pond,
yep.
And we have their portraits in the visitor center.
Nice.
And we actually have a picture that's on the wall showing that the 3 portraits were in the house.
Oh, okay.
Probably in the visitor center.
Okay, so you put it back where they belong.
We put them back where they belong.
DiscoverQuincy.com, or we're putting up the Dames website as well. Folks want to learn more about them. But mm-hmm. I hope you have a fantastic season.
And we're always looking for volunteers.
Okay.
Just how I came involved was the Dames had an open house, and I showed up, and I said,
there you go.
I want to be involved in this house.
And here you are.
And here I am today. It's like, okay.
Thanks so much.
Thank you for having
me.
You're welcome. Thank you.